B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 5 o'clock. Mike Mastelli's show, the big 5 o'clock hour is here. Brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Buy any window or door right now. Get the second one at 50% off. Plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today. The number 1-877-GO-GUIDA or check them out online at goguida.com. Sixers tonight, 10 o'clock game against the Lakers. Flyers tomorrow against the Washington Capitals. And we're talking a lot of Flyers today. Let's get back to the phones with James in Germantown. James, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Hi, Mike. First of all, I want to say I think you have a great show there. And Natalie looks great with or without the glasses. I'm glad that Tyrone is not a mime of you, and you're very knowledgeable about sports.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
What I wanted to express was an opinion to see how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia is a very segregated, or has been for years, a segregated town. It's transferred, I think, over into the fan base, into the fandom. Because you like to fly, I'm an Eagles fan. I want all Sixers team, all Philadelphia teams to win. I might check out a Flyers game. I don't know that much about hockey, mm-hmm. but I might check it out just because it's a Philadelphia Flyers game.
Mm-hmm.
And I might do that with any of the sports in Philadelphia.
Right.
You know, but if it comes to him having a conversation with a Flyers fan, I'm going to be quiet because I don't know about hockey. But if he wants to talk football, we can talk.
All right, so why haven't you tried to spruce up your hockey knowledge?
Why? Because it's just the way that the game is played to me and what I like. And it's got action, but it's, you know, the penalties, the this, the that. I just don't want to get it. That's not my forte as far as.
Well, in basketball, there's a foul every 10 seconds.
Yeah, but even though I don't see the foul, I know it's two shots coming, or one shot, according to if they're in the penalty.
Yeah, but see, a penalty in hockey makes it exciting because then you have, you're outnumbering the opponent. That's what's exciting about a power play. And I don't think your rationale is a little flimsy. I got to be honest with you, James.
No. Well,
is it very flimsy?
Wait a minute. It could be a teaching moment. Maybe get more interested in hockey.
Well, you should. I think you need to give it a chance.
See, they,
you know, people. Why don't I like hockey? Well, that's not enough reason. You know, the penalties.
No,
well, you know, people that follow hockey go other than the NBA to blood whistle all the time. That's not fun.
I didn't say I didn't like hockey. I'm saying I'm preferably a football fan.
Oh, I get it, but you're also telling me you're not giving hockey a chance because it doesn't appeal to you for this reason. Right?
Well, I think we all have a right to our opinion.
Yeah, but this is a teaching moment. I don't think you're giving it a real chance, James.
Maybe I'll try. I'm an open-minded guy.
All right. Well, yeah, it's not that difficult to give it a chance. People say, well, hockey's confusing. It's not. It's not confusing at all. There's nothing confusing about it. The penalties, they're called indiscriminately. I get it. But if you know what offside is, you know what icing is, it's, you know, it's an easy game to figure out.
I think you have to see a game in person. If you can't, it can be difficult, I think, for some people to watch on TV. But I think that's if you haven't seen it in person. If you watch the game in person, you get so sucked into it that you're able to keep up with it. But I think at home, people have a, you know, tendency to be distracted.
Yeah, but people also think hockey is too weird. The rules are too weird. The rules aren't too weird. I mean, there's some oddities in the game that I like hockey and I've watched it for a long time. There's some oddities that I don't understand on certain penalties that are called.
Yeah.
Like the one, I never understood the notion of the extra attacker when a penalty is called. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Until
the other team touches the puck.
I kind of like that part.
I don't like it at all.
What I don't like if you score, you should still get your power
play. And that's what I don't like about it. Yeah, it's okay if you put an extra attacker on. It's hard to score 6 on 5, first of all.
Yeah.
So the chance
not
of you score is not, you know, not around. But if you, if what's the point of allowing that if you're not going to give him an extra bonus? Like, if you can score in that time where the other team doesn't touch up the puck, you're right, you should get an extra bonus.
You should still get the power
play. I don't understand. It's so logical. And people, it's like one of those rules that just goes on and whatever.
Just, and if you ask
never
them,
even look closely.
And
at
if
it.
They ask them, they'll say, oh, that's just the way it's been, it's which the is the been. Dumbest reason it to is. Do anything. If you don't have a good reason, then, and therefore that should change. That's something they can change for the next season. You could get your goal, and then you still get your 2 minute, 4 minute, 5 mm-hmm. minute, depending, you know, depending on the penalty.
Yes.
I think that would be great.
That's one of the things I don't understand. One of the rules I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I also don't understand the draw blood. It's an extra 2 minutes.
That's dumb, too.
Because somebody has tougher skin.
Right.
Than the next guy.
So
he didn't bleed. Right,
that's
he,
kind of
he
subjective.
Didn't bleed. You got a thin skin to get an extra 2 minutes.
Right. Guy, a callous guy, you got to right. Wear the high stickers, yeah, too. But you get a guy right. Who doesn't have the callous, that's, he hits
right.
Four.
That's barbaric.
Yeah, I don't care for that at all.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Newtown. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing, guys?
What's up? What's up, Jim?
I just wanted to talk about the Flyers-Sixers thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a diehard Flyers fan. I'm a 4-for-4 guy, you know. I like to see all the teams succeed. But I feel like when Sixers fans talk about hockey, they kind of belittle the sport, you know. And when you're a fan of something, you don't want to hear that, so you come back with vitriol.
I think it's the other way around also. I think hockey fans mock the NBA. I think hockey fans intentionally don't want to acknowledge the NBA.
And I think that's because of how the sport is viewed. People, you know, they're both winter sports. So when, you know, you're talking basketball, you know, people can get on with it. But then when the hockey comes up, they're like, ah, it's barely a sport. I don't know why you even watch it and stuff. So
And I chastise people that say that.
And honestly, and I feel like the reason you guys as a radio station get so much hate is because, you know, you used to troll Martinez about his hockey fandom, but mm-hmm. It came off as belittling the sport. So, you know, they just get turned off by it. And I think, you know, that poll yesterday shows it. They're all just, you know, constantly butthurt about their sport not being in the limelight. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also a self-evaluation part of this, right? The mindset that everything was okay all these years was the wrong mindset that a fan base should have had.
In hockey?
Yes. Flyer fans were more accepting of their organization not achieving than any other fan base in this city. Am I right?
I completely agree. And I think that's the reason you were getting so much hate for that poll yesterday was... because, A, you know, they're just fed up with the radio aspect of it. But also, Flyers fans have become soft and a little... they lost their hockey intelligence. Like,
mm-hmm.
They've been okay...
All right, with, so is that... So why am I the bad guy?
If I point... Well, they just see the radio aspect of it not being...
No, they think I'm the bad guy for reasons that are unclear to me. My angst about the Flyers was acceptance of mediocrity. Acceptance of old ways, acceptance of the 70s, and refusal to move on into the modern age. That was where my angst came from. Jerome in Elkins Park, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Oh, hey, how guys?
What's up, Jerome?
All I say as far as this subject, because I wanted to talk about Brett Brown and his choice of the two recent acquisitions over... Tyrone's guy, Shake Milton, who he has really pleasantly surprised me. He could be, you know, point guard. But mm-hmm. In my younger days when I worked in Center City, and Philadelphia had this stigma of being losers and this type of thing. And it was the Flyers that broke that. And I'm not a hockey fan. I don't think it's necessary for me to be a hockey fan. But if they win, you know, I'm happy because they play in Philadelphia. That's the main thing. I mean, I still remember the day, one young man that I was, and they brought in, you know, the Perfetti came down in Center City, and I still remember this young lady says to me, that's total stranger, why can't this be like this all the time? And I go and I look at her and I say, then we wouldn't realize how special today is if it did. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where, for me, it's kind of like, and this may be something you want to open up, is sports have changed, rules have changed, but have the fans evolved? You know what I'm saying? You follow me?
What do you mean the fans haven't evolved?
I'll give you one example, and at prime time. It's like, you know, fans go in, they pay money, and they feel as though they're not, are you not entertained? So they boo. And I know of the people who are listening on this radio, a large majority of them, they don't see that as a necessary. You've paid your money. You've been there. If you really want to make a statement, if it bothers you that much, get up out of your seat and leave. You know?
Nah,
that shows something. I mean, yeah, you paid your money, you can do whatever you want, and that, this, you know, that type of thing. I know what's in your head.
Well, they, you know, they don't want to leave.
Well,
I mean, they're entitled to watch the rest of the game, but they're also entitled to a better performance. If they're frustrated watching a bad performance, what is their alternative?
Does booing take and create a better performance?
Well, it doesn't. That's not what they're thinking of.
They're not
thinking of whether they're going to encourage a better performance. They're just expressing their displeasure at the moment.
Yeah, but you see, it's not really logical. You wouldn't do it. Nelly wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. A large majority. It's a small fraction. The small faction shouldn't govern how people think.
Drew, I don't know. I think you're carrying it a little too far. No, I've never booed. I find it distasteful to boo, but that doesn't mean that I am accepting of the performance. I just choose to do it in a different way and hold it in if I'm a fan. There are fans that do that, but there are fans that feel the need to express their disappointment. And I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with booing, even though I would not do it. But I understand why people do it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't boo, but I understand why people boo.
Let's go to Todd on the cell. Todd, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Todd.
Hey, bro. How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Todd?
Not too much. How you all doing, Todd? How are you?
They're doing peachy. How you guys doing?
Okay.
How you doing in there? They get the thumbs up.
Hey,
both
Mike,
of
them. Mike.
What?
I walked on the wire for years and years, bro.
You walked on the wire?
Worked on the wire.
Oh, you worked on the TV show?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, it was hoot, bro. You got paid to go to work.
Get out.
I had a great time. Yeah, I was a prop master, second in charge, so it was a lot of fun.
Wow. That's cool, man.
All right, but look, here's the deal, Muggy. You got the Philadelphia 76ers, and you got the Flyers, right?
Uh-huh.
They play at the same time, right? Around the same time of the year, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. Flyer fans are so worried about losing the Flyers to the Sixers, and 76er fans are worried about losing the Sixers. If they both, they're really, really so worried about losing the team. They really, really are.
I don't agree.
You don't?
No. There are more basketball fans for elementary reasons than hockey fans.
Okay.
So, that's not going to change. I don't think Sixer fans are jealous of the Flyers. I think Flyer fans are jealous of a lot of things because they're not getting full acceptance like the other teams do.
I hear that.
I don't think it goes both ways, though.
Yeah, I got you. All right, anyway, I'm going with Jim and I'm going with the 76ers, but I do like the Flyers, Mike, and you guys have a good week.
All right, buddy. Prop manager on the wire. Experience. I could talk to that guy for a long time.
That's a cool guy.
Really. I mean, I sit down, have several beers with him. Get the scoop. All right, let's talk some football. The great Sal Palantonio joins us. It is a Tuesday with Sal. It's on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. A lot of stuff to talk about with my man. Salby, how you doing today?
Long time no talk.
It has been a long time. What you been up to?
This and that.
This and that. All right, that's Let's go
what
with
else
the...
would I, what else would I be up to? I'd be up to this and that.
I gotcha. All right, so this is an off-season of interest for me because Howie Roseman's out there saying, listen, we have a lot of things to do, but we're going to do it in a different methodology. Well, the free agents we're going to get are long-haul free agents rather than quick-fix free agents. What do you think of this this change in philosophy?
Well, you know, that sounds like a good formula for success. They entered the 2019 season with the second oldest roster in the National Football League, average age 26.6 years of age, and the team in third place was way behind them. Now, obviously, you want to have veterans and you want to have experience on your football team, but Michael, it's a younger, faster NFL, and the bottom line to me with this team is three letters, SEC. I want players out of the SEC, Michael. I want players who are faster and stronger and younger than the other team on the field.
Well, I'm right with you, so let's stay with that for a second because the wide receiver lot has a lot of those type of guys in there, and it looks to me like the, in a draft that's rich with that position, and they also need that position, that they have to go there. Is that what you're feeling?
It absolutely is. And the mock draft, both by Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, have them taking a wide receiver in the first round. But to get one of these top wide receivers, it's the age-old thing. Where they pick, they're going to have to move up in the first round to get one of these top guys. To me, the number one guy to get is Justin Jefferson out of LSU. He's big at 6'3". He's got a good, not super fast 40 time, but he catches everything, and he's got moxie, and he's young. He's perfect for them. Perfect. That's the guy, Justin Jefferson.
All right, so you think, because I'm seeing a couple of I'm seeing a couple of mocks that have him there at 21 when they pick.
If he's there, that's an easy thing to do. Now, they could have a whole bunch of wide receivers go. It's a wide receiver-rich draft. And anybody who was paying attention to the postseason saw that the way the Kansas City Chiefs eventually came back in three successive playoff games was they had the fastest guy on the field who could get behind the coverage and a guy with a strong arm. Well, you already have the guy with the strong arm. Now you just need some speed, somebody who can open the field up. They bet big on Deshaun. We all loved it. It was one and done for him. You can't count on that anymore, Michael. You just can't.
All right, so let's calculate this here because I'm trying to figure out. Like, if four are gone in the top 15, Justin Jefferson looks like he's the fifth in there. Would you think the Eagles would then have to act and move up? Or would you think they would go, okay, we'll just sit here at 21. We won't give up anything because we're going to get our guy anyway. Are they hell-bent to move up?
They have 10 picks.
Yes.
And Trader Howie likes to gamble. But it wouldn't be much of a gamble to trade one of the lower round picks to go up and get a wide receiver. I'm a big believer in this draft as far as wide receivers go. Not so much in corners. You don't have a lot of corners going past the first couple of really good corners in this draft, and you're not going to really get up there to get a Jeffrey Okuda out of Ohio State. You can't get up that high. You can't get up to get some of the top corners, but you can go up to get one of the top wide receivers. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at Mel Kiper Jr.'s mock draft right now. He only has one corner going in the top 21. So, and he's got five wide receivers in the top 21. So it's a wide receiver rich draft, and they got to get one of these guys, and they got to make sure that they don't get behind everybody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I think that they have to be able, if those guys are gobbled up early, they have to get up and get the one that's remaining, and the one remaining probably would be Justin Jefferson or the kid from Clemson.
Yeah, because Michael, the bottom line is they've made the playoffs three straight years. Only four teams have made the playoffs three straight years. Belichick in New England, Sean Payton in New Orleans, Andy Reid in Kansas City, and Dougie Fresh in Philly. That's it. That's the list. So they're not that far off. People who want to say they're far off, they're not. And the one thing that they have to do is be able to strike quick so they don't have to bottom line, go the length of the field. And they found out with some of their younger players by putting them in that they need some quick twitch guys who can get open quickly so that Carson's not holding onto the ball too long. Which brings me to my number one point of this Tuesdays with Sal. And that is, this team needs a viable backup quarterback, Mike. And I think it is the number two need of this football team. You cannot continue to go through every single season wondering if Carson Wentz is going to make it all the way through. And you and I talked right after they lost to Seattle. And I said to you, go back and listen to the tape. I said to you, Michael, if Carson Wentz finishes that game, they beat Seattle. And you said, Sal, I agree with you.
Yep.
All right, so
who are we talking about that might be a candidate for that?
Well, and see, that's where you have to get a viable veteran guy who's not a threat to Carson's leadership. So that rules out Nick Foles. You're not bringing him back. Even if Jacksonville wanted to trade him, I'm not sure that they do. But that rules Nicky Foles. That way, you know, it's one and done. You got lightning in a bottle with, you know, Nicky, and you can't go back to that. But I kind of like Joe Flacco, Mike.
Joe Flacco as a veteran backup.
Audubon, New Jersey. They're not have any use for him left in Denver. He left. He wants out. Clearly, the way things ended last season. He's from Delaware. He won a Super Bowl. He's the perfect gentleman. Great teammate. Made his money. Family's from the area. Wife's family's from the area. Bring Joe Flacco back to the Delaware Valley and make him your backup to Carson Wentz.
Wow. All right. I like it. All right. A couple quick things. The Jason Peters thing is interesting because it looks like they're interested in bringing him back. And then let's shift on to the Malcolm Jenkins situation. What are you hearing on both those fronts?
Well, they want both of them back. They're going to get Jason Peters back. If he wants to come back, they're going to get him back because he's too old to go anywhere else. The problem is Malcolm Jenkins. He's the heart and soul of the football team. You got to write him a check, Mike.
Why do you think that they're waiting?
Well, because he's a veteran player and they think they might have some leverage, but it's silly. You got to write Malcolm Jenkins the check. He's the guy who played every single snap.
I don't think they want to write him the check, which is making this whole thing interesting.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I mean, he holds the whole thing together on defense. You know, listen, they had Seattle come in twice, and both times Seattle was held under 20 points. They get a few points on offense. They beat Seattle at home in the regular season and in the postseason. The defense did the job, and it's Malcolm Jenkins who holds the whole thing together.
I gotcha. All right, last question. The players, CBA, what's going to happen? What's the vote? When's it coming down?
You know, I think the vote is going to be yes, because I think there are more younger players who are hungry to make money than there are older players who have already made their money. And what's going to be really interesting is the locker room dynamic, right? When all these younger players have voted yes and the older players have cautioned them against a 17-game season, and it shortens the career of some of these older guys who don't want to play for 17 games. Am I right? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's going to be the interesting dynamic. And that's where I think things are right now. There's a lot of internal discussion within the Players Association. The older guys are warning them, listen, you're not going to hold up. But those older guys have already made their money. Those older guys have already spent 10, 12, 14 years in the league. You got a running back. The average lifespan of a running back in the NFL is 3.2 years. Those younger guys, they want to make their money. They know this is a time to cash in. So I think it's going to pass, and I think it's going to create some issues.
All right. We'll stay tuned to that one. Sal, always a pleasure. You making your spring training roll this year or what?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I'll see you down there.
All right. We'll have Dan.
All right,
Matt. See you. There he is. Sal Powell. Joe Flacco. How about that?
I like that. Makes a lot of sense.
A name I never even thought about.
Makes a lot of sense. Not all a threat, right, but could win you a game.
Quick break. We're back. Coming down the home stretch. Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time for the final Twitter poll. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Get your lawnmower, zero turn, or any of your small engine tools up and running in time for spring with Paul B. Moyer & Sons online parts warehouse. Visit poweredbymoyer.com today. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,800 votes on today's poll. Which of the four teams is the most likely to win a championship? 57% going Flyers, 10% say Sixers, 5% Phillies, 28% Eagles.
All righty.
So, Flyers win.
There you go. A winner. I'm looking at Twitter. Man, these people are relentless.
I know. It's bad.
Just relentless.
It's bad.
Na, 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 na. Come on. Come on, peoples. Grow up a little bit. Come on.
We should all be a unit. Be together.
That's right. Let's be one unit.
We're stronger together.
I don't know when you're going to come to the realization. I have helped your cause. Bilal in South Philly. What's up, Bilal?
Yo, Mike, Nat.
What's going on, Bilal? How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, real quick, though. I was looking at the Twilight Zone. You know, Mike, a lot of main stars came from off the Twilight Zone, the old Twilight Zone, man. I see they had Carol Burnett on there. They had the guy from the Bad News Band. A lot of people, a lot of great actors came from the Twilight Zone.
Oh, really?
You got to check it out, man. I wonder if that was where they started from.
You know, it's funny because a lot of actors come from Law & Order, too. Like, you'll see a lot of actors that go into bigger things start at Law & Order.
I remember you saying that. But, Mike, I think in regards to the Flyers, I think Flyers fans are just real sensitive, man. They just too sensitive when it comes to the sport itself. Like, and there's no comparison, really. I mean, I tried ice skating. I'm like 58. I remember when they had ice skating down at City Hall. I tried it under Delaware. You know, in Delaware, I tried watching hockey. You know, I know you said it ain't complicated, but it is complicated to me, right?
It would take 1 hour. Really, you just got finished saying
some stuff that you didn't appreciate about the game. So, what about somebody like me?
The basic rules are all you have to know. Like, you could look at certain calls that they make and go, well, that's weird. I tried.
I really did try because I got a friend. He played up on Cobbs Creek. I went to a couple of his games.
Uh-huh.
I tried to watch. I just can't get it. I ain't gonna say it's a black thing because y'all just got from saying that, you know, black people who play hockey, but they probably played a different type of hockey, you know what I mean? In the hockey that's being played.
What do you mean they played a different kind of hockey? What's that mean?
It was probably called hide and seek hockey back then.
Come on, Bilal.
but seriously, though, Mike, real quick though.
Yeah.
I tried to get you yesterday, but you gotta stop with the LeBron and Mike thing, man. You gotta stop.
Oh no.
You're from the church of Mike.
It's tough for you to leave the church of Mike.
It's the time of the game. This is flag football to me right now. This basketball is flag football.
Come on, Bilal.
Back then, Bill Laimbeer, Artis Gilmore.
Oh, stop, Bill Laimbeer, Artis Gilmore. They couldn't even get up and down the court in today's pace.
And he couldn't go, and LeBron couldn't go to the lane and dunk.
LeBron would dominate in every era.
You know what's funny is people act like LeBron. Like, look how big LeBron is. I think people should Google what Jordan was when he came into the league and the size LeBron was when he came into the league. You think all them hard fouls? What if LeBron was doing some of them hard fouls back then? They act like it's all one way. LeBron might have killed one of them dudes in the 80s.
Listen, man.
He was big as Laimbeer. He's big as Laimbeer.
The church.
The guy just, he was, my, LeBron is as big as Laimbeer. Only moving like a freight train. He might hurt one of them dudes in the 80s.
Man, the Church of Mike has stained glass windows with the Jordan emblem.
Just come on, man.
It's got a Vico on his cell. Oh, Micah. Oh, it's Micah. What's up? What's up?
Hey, Micah.
What's up, Micah?
Hey,
how you doing, buddy?
Vika.
What's up, Vika?
V-I-K-A. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I wanted to ask a couple questions. As far as like a sign and trade, I really like Yannick Ngakoue. He's 24 years old. I've seen a lot of teams over the years do this trade thing. Do you see any possibility of that actually happening? Or as us, as a contender to get him?
How would you get him?
How would I get him?
Yes.
You would have to give up what? 2 first round picks, obviously?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
And probably another sweetener on it, correct?
Yeah. Does this team look like a team that would give away 2 first round picks?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right.
All right. But I'm just saying, hypothetically, if they did, out of the blue, would that shock us? Absolutely.
Yeah, but
the other thing I wanted to point out is I hear a lot of things about Andre Dillard being packaged with Alshon. Is there anything you could get back from that? I mean, Pro Football had him ranked as, the worst tackle
last year? People would take a chance. Any starting left tackle, people would take a chance on. That would probably be the only way you could get rid of Alshon. But would the Eagles be willing to pull that kind of a trigger just to get rid of a guy? I don't know. They're talking about the CBA. When the CBA is signed, they can mitigate some of that $20 million that they owe. Like, it will only be $10 million cap space for the first year. The rest would roll over into the 2022 season. Or 21 season.
And the only other question I had, I know a lot of people on the draft, wide receivers, I understand that. John Runyon's son, would that be a possibility in the later rounds?
Yes. Yeah. He tested out pretty well.
He had a good combine.
Yes, I can see that.
Would you?
He looks like he's a guard in this league.
Plugging him right in?
No, he looks like a guard in this league. He's not ready to play right away.
Okay. Yeah. Developmental player. Okay. That's understandable.
Yeah. Runyon's kid looks like he would be like a third rounder, fourth rounder, maybe.
6'4". And in nowadays, many times, 6'4".
Guard.
Projects to being a guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he came on. He didn't start out great at Michigan.
No, he came took time. On. But
his numbers were good at the combine.
And you can never have too many young linemen to develop anyway.
Yeah.
So.
All right, one more call. Let's go Chris in Philly. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Mike. First time calling to the show. Love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
So quick thing. Two things. So I hear 4 for 4 all the time and everything. I actually identify as 5 for 5. I love the union. And, you know, I love all 5 games. That being said, I don't, get butthurt or upset whenever you guys don't talk about the union, because I know that the union are nowhere near the collective conscious of the city. You know what I'm saying? So, Flyers fans, just be a little bit humble. You know, just understand that the hockey just isn't widely loved as more of the, you know, other sports.
And, yeah, they don't want to think that, though, because it makes them feel lesser than. And I can see why they don't. Now, there's a big disparity even between the Flyers and the Union. The Union are on, a second level. The Flyers are still a major. They're still one of the 4 majors. They're a lesser of the 4 majors. But I bet you Flyer fans could be, if they're compared to the Union, they'd really take offense to that as far as attention goes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to put down the Union, but the Union are a second level follow. You know, there are 4 majors, and there's one that's lower in scope than the other 3 that are ahead of them. And Flyer fans don't want to kind of admit that. And I can respect that, because that's pride in your sport. All right, so here we go. Sound off's coming our way in 5.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. You got something to say? Hit us up. Let's kick it.
Hey, Mike, I know all these 1-for-4 fans are busting your bubble about the Flyers. I wish they could be all 4-for-4. Hey, I was wearing my Flyers cap yesterday, too. I want to see a parade down Broad Street again. That hasn't happened with the Stanley Cup in almost, 50 years? But I hope it happens this year. But hey, Mike, don't let them get to you. Stay strong.
You're not getting me. I love it. I love the going back and forth with the people. I just, you know, I think you got to, they have to have a come to Jesus moment and realize that I kind of kick-started the renaissance of hockey in the year 2020.
Mike, you're going to give yourself a heart attack worrying about all these Flyer fans that call you in and give you a rough time like this. They need to turn in their orange and black cards and move the F over to New Jersey and stay there and root for the Devils.
Well, they can move to Jersey and still be in Flyer territory, South Jersey. So, there's a lot of Flyer fans in South Jersey.
A lot.
Tons.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about the Flyers, Mike. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, they're going to go. Yeah, they're playoffs and all that. That's great. But you know what? This team is for real, and it's right now. The talent they have, the young guys, Alain Vigneault, awesome coach. This team is for real, and it's right now that they have a team to win the Stanley Cup.
Well, listen, they certainly have the better chance of anybody playing right now in this city. So whether they win the Stanley Cup or not, they're at least in the mix.
Came in and came out. South Philadelphia's own, the orange and black. They roll four lines deep with a young goalie that will steal your soul. And their fan base is softer than drugstore cops. Tough guys, tough players, and a weak fan base. You guys need to come on and tighten up. Let's do the tighten up. Come on and tighten up.
Flyer fans need to tighten up. There we go. Enjoy the ride. With the ride comes attention. With attention comes platitude.
Is that how it goes?
I am.
Mike, I can't believe what you're saying to these callers. You're telling us there's so many people calling and railing on you for the last 3 days, but then you're turning around and saying, on the other hand, that nobody is interested. If no one's interested, then why are there so many people calling? Those are the ones, now they are voicing their displeasure.
They're interesting now. Now is when the interest is now, because they have become viable. They weren't viable earlier.
You say you're talking up the Flyers because now they're viable? During that tanking run that the Sixers were on, which was thoroughly embarrassing, you spoke about them every day. And they were one of the worst teams in the league. Because we don't want you on this Flyers bandwagon. We don't need you on this Flyers bandwagon.
All right. Whatever. Listen, man. The basketball is inherently more talkable in the city than hockey was. So if you want to get butthurt about it, then you get butthurt. All right. I got nothing left for you.
Flyers won zero playoff series during the Sixers process.
The Sixers process. Basketball is just more. It's bigger numbers that follow it, and it's more talkable. I don't understand what you're missing here.
I got a little riddle for you. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get the hell away from Brett Brown. That's why. Because he's the worst coach who ever lived. And even a chicken would know to get rid of this guy. I can't stand another day with this idiot as the head coach. He seriously is the worst coach in basketball history. No question about it.
He's not the worst coach in basketball history. And you still have a playoff series to go. Well, no. You know, listen, it's really clear. They have to reach a certain level for the man to keep his job. So just keep paying attention.
So, Mike, if Howie Roseman had done what he was supposed to do last year, you wouldn't have to take a wide receiver in the first round if he had selected DK Metcalf. What I would do is move back 4 or 5 spots, pick up an extra pick or two, and then grab the best cornerback available, whether it's Henderson or Dantzler or one of those guys, because you're also going to need help in the secondary.
Nah. You need help in the secondary, but you need guys that can play like right now. So a wide receiver that they grab can play right now. Cornerback can't. So That's what they're going to look. They're going to sign a free agent. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef? I don't like them. Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets up.
See you later.
All righty, that was Sound Off, and it's been an interesting day. Thanks, everybody, for contributing. Stay tuned. Von Givens right here will follow this particular show. And he'll be there until the Sixers play the Lakers later tonight on 97.5, The Fanatic at 10 TV. Quick slants and the Flyer, Sixers on a little later. We got encore performance, Mike Misnelli? No? All right. Well, anyway, have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.